Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the new
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM?
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Global Happiness Specialist. That's right, you heard me. Global Happiness Specialist, Inner Peace Practitioner. I'm throwing in Oracle, teacher, but most importantly, a student, an ongoing student, never-ending student. This class is never over until I'm going to breathe my last breath. It's never over. There's no breaks. There's no vacations. Oh, this being a happiness specialist is exhausting. Well, let me just share with you. The good news is, my dear audience, the good news is this thing called happiness, this searching for this happiness thing is a practiced skill. What? You heard me. It's a practiced skill just like any other skill, from writing to I'm looking right now outside at the golf course. There's a golf course in my backyard. And I'm looking at these golfers, a practiced skill from being an athlete, a musician, a writer, a landscaper, a painter, a waitress, practice skills. And that's the good news. And so the point is anyone can experience more happiness. And let me be very clear, because sometimes people don't like that word happy. What does that mean? I don't like happy. I prefer to use the word joy. I get it. But let me just say this. It is a vibration that I'm talking about, a personal vibration, a personal energy. What are you vibrating? Where is your vibration? Where is your energy? What is your energy? And so when I say happiness, it is a vibration, and everyone can understand this one. Well, mostly everyone can understand this. It's a vibration of contentment. When I say happy, I'm talking about a vibration of contentment, a vibration of satisfaction. What? Satisfaction. Yeah, that means that in this moment and in all moments, you are vibrating satisfaction. Or not. So you're either vibrating dissatisfaction or satisfaction, and I choose satisfaction. But how do you even get there? Thank you for asking that question. Again, it's a practice skill. And when I was younger, I shared the story. When I was younger, I wanted two things. I wanted to live to my potential, and I wanted to be happy. And so this search, this seeking, searching, this journey to find happiness, I know what it is and I know what it ain't. The interesting thing is, when I say it's a practice skill, what do you practice? Well, thank you for asking that question too. The practice is to gradually eliminate all the behaviors, all of those program behaviors that have been proven to subtract from your happiness. When I talk about program behaviors, I'm talking about the behavior taking things personally. That's a program. Worrying, being impatient, rushing, blaming yourself or your circumstances for how you're feeling. I'm feeling this way because this is happening. No, that's just not the truth. You're feeling because you're human, and you're human And this human feels all different kinds of emotions from A to Z, or Z, A to Z, all different kinds of emotions. But who taught us what the programming comes from even labeling these emotions? Labeling the emotions, happy, sad, anxious, depressed, lonely, labeling emotions. How about this? How about this for a suggestion? How about you're just feeling and don't attach a story to it, don't attach a reason. It's just time for you to feel like this. That's a practice. I know that this show and me, if this is your first introduction, seatbelts are required. Seatbelts are required. And I'm just going to say, yes, buttons will get pushed, triggers will be triggered, and that's okay. And I don't pretend to have all of the reasons, but what I do share is what I've discovered over 45 years of searching. And when I say program behaviors, I'm up to 54 program behaviors that subtract from your happiness or your energy, that vibrate, personal vibration of peace, inner peace and contentment. 54! That's a lot. And the suffering is because of the programming. In fact, the book, I've shared this before, the book that I'm going to be finished, thank goodness, it's only took me years to write, finish this, hopefully before the end of the year. It's in the editing stage right now. It's called Program for Unhappiness. And so the programming is the cause of the unhappiness. And when I say the cause, it has a lot to do with it. And today, oh my, I'm so excited to talk about today, this thing called meaning. What is meaning? And where do you find it? And why is that even important? Could that be another program? Looking for, searching for meaning? Huh? What? No, Rebecca, please don't. No, I don't want to hear it. Well, you're going to hear it. And if what I share inspires you or triggers something that you want to look for even deeper, look for even more answers or discover for yourself, let's go. When I say I'm a happiness specialist, let me give you my definition of happiness, and I touched on it a little bit earlier. My definition of happiness is the ability to vibrate an energy of peace and contentment regardless of what happens. Regardless of what's on the news, regardless of what your relative says, regardless of what your partner says or does, you are vibrating. You are a walking, talking, vibrating soul of contentment. All the time. What? All the time? That's impossible. All the time. Birds are birds all the time. Fish are fish all the time. This programming, before you were programmed, you were content. You were peace before all of the programming started at a very, very early age. And because parents are programmed, you're programmed too. And that's the cycle. Repeat, repeat, repeat. And so part of the programming, let me just give you an example. Part of the programming is identifying with those thoughts and with those stories that are incessant, those thoughts and those stories that just keep going on and on and on. And I spoke with my friend. In fact, this is something new to announce. You know, I have to remember to do the announcements at the beginning of the show. But anywho, so my YouTube channel, everything is getting updated, and just things are moving in a different direction than they were a month ago. So one of the things my son and I are we're doing a show every Saturday morning. It's live on YouTube and on StreamYard. But it's live on YouTube, and so it's a show. It's just him and I talking, our a reflection. It's got some spiritual. It's got some funny. It's entertaining. But yesterday was our first show. I'm just letting you know. And so there are going to be more videos and more content, and that's that. Oh, and if you want to speak with me, you call in live. The number here is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And then just press the number 1 and you will be connected. And or if you're on Wisdom, just ask to join the show. And with all of that, the introduction, happiness specialist, when I say happiness is a practice skill, the practice, it's not about trying, it's just about practicing. And if you look back on your own life, anything that you started, you began, and that you got really good at is just practice. That's all it is. And there's no judgment about how long you practice, about the results of the practice. It's an ongoing practice. When I say happiness is a practice skill. And what does that mean? That just means that right off the bat, when talk about it's just like learning to drive a stick shift. Or learning to drive, period. Once you learn, you're good to go. And so the same thing is with this happiness. Once you learn, and in fact, in that book, the book that is going to be out hopefully before the end of the year. If not the end of the year, definitely by January it's going to be published. Program for Unhappiness, I list all 54 of those behaviors that subtract, every single one of them, and there are different levels. There's level 1 where even the civilians, when I say civilians, I'm talking about people that, you know, really don't practice this spirituality on a day-to-day. Or maybe they're atheists. That's okay too. Atheists are people too. So the first level is a level is our behaviors, program behaviors that everyone can understand. Everyone can get that complaining subtracts from your happiness. Everybody gets that blaming someone else for how you're feeling subtracts from your happiness. Everybody can understand and comprehend that worrying, which is a program behavior, subtracts from your happiness. And let me just say this about worrying. There's only 2 reasons why people worry. The first one is, I said it already, it's a program. So it's not your fault. You are taught how to worry, but the good news is whatever you learned, you can unlearn with practice and commitment and prioritizing this thing we call happiness. Because if it's not a commitment and you're not prioritizing, what's going to happen is you're going to feel a certain connection. You're going to feel calm and content in some moments. And some moments when the world hits you with a baseball bat to the back of your head, you're going to feel something else. Circumstances. You know, I talked to someone yesterday, and they were sharing that they just left a 2-year-plus abusive relationship. Well, during all of that, this was their comment, not a lot of happiness in over 2 years. So the truth is your vibration, your personal vibration, doesn't have an effect on your internal and what you're feeling internally, what your vibration is internally, unless, I don't know why I'm yelling at you. Let me calm down. I just get so passionate about all this. Unless you are not aware. Part of the practice, part of the work, number 1 is self-awareness, is awareness of self. But let me get to today's topic. I have a few teachers. When I say teachers, I mean, you know, people that I follow, people that are alive, people that are not alive. One of my foundational teachers is Dr. David Hawkins, H-A-W-K-I-N-S. And if you don't know who Dr. David Hawkins is, Google him right now. I command you. You can find some videos on YouTube. He was a foundational teacher. He wrote the book, A Power Versus Force, The Eye of the Eye. I mean, he's just, heads and shoulders. He's brilliant. Chosen. He was chosen to teach. And the words, just like Jesus was chosen, Buddha was chosen, Confucius, all these chosen teachers. So Dr. David Hawkins and, of course, there's another. Let's see. Ernest Holmes. I don't know if he's a doctor. Ernest Holmes, the science of mind, not Scientology, the science of mind. And let's see who else. Eckhart Tolle, of course. And but most recently, of course, Abraham back in the day. And most recently, there's a gentleman. What is his name? You know what? I have to look it up only because I want to give out the correct information. Hold on. This is reality, spirituality channeling. SH, I believe that's the name. Okay, yes. Okay, thank you. So it is his name is Daryl Anka, spelled D-A-R-R-Y-L. Last name Anka, A-N-K-A, and he channels an entity called Barsha, B-A-S-H-A-R, B-A-S-H-A-R. And I was listening to one of his, Bashar. I was listening to Bashar's message a couple of days ago, and here we go. Put your seatbelts on. You ready? Because I needed a seatbelt, and if I need a seatbelt, you may need a seatbelt. This entity said that everything, here we go, that everything is neutral. I know as humans think that there is meaning to certain things, certain behaviors, there's meaning. But what Bashar was saying is that everything is neutral, here we go, and there is no meaning. What? There is no meaning? How can that be? Isn't there meaning and isn't there purpose to this life? I remember I used to think that when I found my purpose, I'd be happy. So I began the search. I began the search for what's my purpose. This was decades ago. What's my purpose? I just knew that when I found my purpose, I'd be happy. And then I discovered what purpose, at least for me, what purpose meant for me. And again, if you're inspired, if you connect with what I'm saying, yay, and if you don't, yay too. I discovered that my purpose is to grow and expand my consciousness. Huh? I actually wrote this down. When was this? Oh, this was 2019. I discovered that my purpose is to grow and expand my consciousness. My purpose is to accept myself and others without criticism, complaints, or judgment. Huh? My purpose is to feel in every moment a sense of satisfaction, a vibration and energy of satisfaction. My purpose is to be okay with uncertainty. And because another one of my purposes is to trust and to surrender and be okay with uncertainty and be okay with not knowing and be at peace with uncertainty. My purpose is to live in the present moment like I did when I was born, like I did when I was hatched. Did I just call myself a chicken? Like I did when I was born, living in the moment. My purpose is to look in the mirror for solutions. It's not out there. The solutions are found in the mirror and with the universe. Now, I say universe, some people use the term God, source, higher power, spirit. It doesn't matter what term you want to use. It doesn't matter to me. But I definitely understand that there are certain words that people prefer. And when you prefer a certain word over another, I mean, I'm going to throw myself in this also. When you prefer a certain word, because I have to say that word joy doesn't do anything for me. But when you prefer a certain word, I know it's a programming. It's a program. But back to this purpose. My purpose is to look in the mirror for solutions and to be myself, to be myself without shame. Well, who the hell am I? We talked about that last week, it's our identity. Who am I? Am I my name? Am I my gender? Who am I? I know that what I share is that when we were born, you're given a name, a nationality, a religion, and a culture. Then you spend the rest of your life identifying with that name, nationality, identity, religion, culture, race. And I'm here to tell you that if you want to experience more contentment, more peace, more inner peace, more happiness, that identity, identifying with those stories, identifying with the ego, identifying with lower consciousness, identifying with any of that, with those stories, you know those stories that never end. Identifying with any of those stories or believing that any of those stories are true or any of those thoughts are true, you might as well shoot yourself in the foot. Drink the poison. You are not your thoughts. You are not your story. You're more than that. And let's get back to this purpose and this meaning. This purpose and this meaning thing. So when I talk about purpose, what happened? So when I talk about having a purpose, the purpose is just to surrender in all the moments. Surrender without resistance to every single moment, to any moment, and coming up with a story as to why it's happening or any kind of explanation. This entity said there's no meaning. There's no, everything is neutral. Do you realize that the perspective, your beliefs is the same, it's a program, coming up with the meaning for everything? Are you even willing to let go and drop meanings, definitions, and let it go? No meaning. I've been practicing this for the last 3 days or so. As soon as I heard this, I can only explain it. It just caused me to relax even more, and you can feel that sense of peace and relaxation when stuff happens. And there are, trust me, just because I'm a happiness specialist, I think I get extra duty. I get extra shit thrown at me. That's right. I'm going to say it. They just throw it at me. Happiness specialist, well, try this. Try this one. Fastball, curveball, breaking ball, right to the back of the head. And so the practice is becoming even more and more, okay, thank you for the roadblock, thank you for the hurdle, thank you for the brick wall, thank you for all of it. I know it has a purpose. I trust that it has a purpose. I know that everything that I'm experiencing is there for my betterment. And then next moment, it's just that simple. But the practice isn't easy. The practice isn't, we'll scratch that. The practice is as easy, it becomes easier the more often you practice. How about that? The practice of letting go of this, what has meaning, is easier the more you practice, like anything else. I'm looking at these golfers. They're on the green, and so they're putting. And even anything, You've got to practice. You've got to practice putting. You've got to practice driving. You've got to practice. That's driving with a golfer. If you're a golfer, you know what driving is. You practice all of it. And it's the same thing with this thing called happiness, if that's important to you. And for me, I've shared before that the practice is is just as important as it is for me to breathe. I practice it just like I need to breathe. And the more you practice, the more you practice eliminating those programmed behaviors, I guarantee you, you will be batting things out of your way. I mean, you will just, not to say life gets easier, but your response to life is easier and even more peaceful. See, when you react to life, you know that's a program. When it's an instinctual reaction, it's a program. But when you respond to life, it is a conscious, self-aware thought, behavior. There's a pause. You make a decision. Well, but don't listen to the show about we don't have free will, because that's another topic. But on this one, responding, there's plenty of ways that you can respond. Plenty of ways. There's millions of ways you can respond to any one particular situation, and you either are responding. That you either are responding in a way that's going to cause peace, to create peace, or drama. Neither one, I'm judging neither one, but just know that you have the power to create peace or drama in any single moment. Back into the purpose. My purpose is to surrender in every moment without resistance, just to surrender to it. What happened the other day? If you've been listening, you know I moved into this home that needed renovation. I mean, from the floor all the way up to the ceiling. Oh my goodness! Don't ever do that. but really, back it up. Scratch what I just said, because this whole move, and it's been 4 months going on 5 months of living in a place that needs renovation, every single room, from the light switches to the ceiling fans to the vents, I mean, everything, but to the medicine cabinet. And so watching this observing self, observing this Rebecca Norrington, she has a lot of things that are really important, that need to be finished, that need to be completed. And I'm watching all of this programming of being unsettled, and I'm only going to feel settled when everything's done. That kind of thing, waiting to feel content, waiting for something to manifest in order to feel contentment. No. I watched her get bothered by the smallest things. And the practice was to really be aware of having these expectations. And now, let me just share a really quick story. So when I say everything needed to be renovated, let's go to the kitchen sink. And that's not a joke. I'm really, a kitchen sink. That was almost $400 for this kitchen sink. Beautiful sink. Oh, with what are these things? They're I'm losing my word. What word do I want to use? Attachments. Oh, there is a little bin that you can slide back and forth on the sink where you can put your vegetables and wash them. There is another little rubber thing that you can put on the sink and you slide it back and forth. There's a cutting board. I mean, this is a really nice sink. It's a stainless steel, almost $400, $380-something dollars for a beautiful, double, deep, deep sink. Gorgeous. And guess what happened? I'm scratching my head right now. I'm scratching. So guess what happened probably 3 days after this gorgeous, beautiful. I mean, I've never been in love with a snake before, and I fell in love with it. I've never had so many attachments with this snake. Anywho, with the sink had to be installed first, then the tile had to be installed, and then there is a silicone that was applied all around, you know, the edges, the little edges so water can't get in, a clear silicone all the way around the inside edges of this gorgeous, gorgeous sink. And how am I talking about a sink in the show is about meaning? I'll get to the meaning after this. But thank you for that. Noticing. Well, after the silicone was applied the next morning, and the same person that applied the silicone put the tile down, very, very talented, very skilled. Beautiful tile, beautiful sink. Silicone applied, and what happened the next morning? Well, the next morning, I've got silicone residue all on this beautiful stainless steel sink. Silicone residue, which doesn't come up with a cloth, doesn't come up with a stainless steel cleaner, doesn't come up with oil, doesn't come up with, what did I put on there? You know, I was putting olive oil or what is that? Wood oil that you put on. I'm losing my train of thought. But anyway, I tried the oil. Nothing is taking away these stains from this gorgeous, brand new sink. My point is, after all of this 4 months of this thinking things are important, the universe gifted me with, when I tried to get all those silicone, and they're in both sinks. The silicone stains are on both sinks, and even on the stopper. It's just filled with silicone that does not come up. So what's the solution? There's always a solution. The solution is break all the tile up and install another sink. If this doesn't come up, if this can't be cleaned or polished, and that's still up in the air. We don't know. I won't know until tomorrow. After 4 months of this back and forth and back and forth and being up and down and up and down with what happened in this house, and I'm talking about the renovation, and there's absolutely zero vibrating satisfaction. I mean, I'm just monitoring all of this. Nothing's funny. Nothing's funny about silicone in the sink. Until now. The point is, the practice works. When you make a commitment that vibrating contentment is a priority, the practice starts, the practice begins, and the practice works. Let's get back to this thing about meaning. When I say meaning, I would like some input. In fact, if you want to speak with me live, the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. I'll say it one more time. Area code 646-564-9619, and then just press the number 1. And if you're live on Wisdom, you can ask to join the show. But the question is, what is this whole concept of meaning? What does that even mean? Is meaning a program? Now, I know I can come up with a story about, well, my relationship with my one and only son is meaningful, his meaning to me. Our closeness, our communication has meaning. And I'm here to tell you, I'm letting that go too. everything is neutral. Nothing has meaning unless I assign a meaning to it. Unless I assign, scratch that, unless the ego assigns a meaning to it. And that's what the ego does. That's what the programming does, assign a meaning to an event, assign a meaning to an experience, assign a meaning to a situation. This is good, this means this is good, this means this is bad. All of it, and all of it in between. And I'm here to let you know that I'm dropping the meaning, and I'm on the bandwagon that everything is neutral. And when I heard that, one of the, you know, on wisdom you get questions, and one of the questions that I was asked was, what is your favorite thing about you, or what do you like about you, or something to that effect? What do you like about you? And I'm just gonna throw this out. Besides, I'm entertaining as hell. I'm gonna throw this out. The universe gifted me with a sense. I don't even know how to explain it, but my body gets chills. I get chills when I hear the truth or I speak the truth. If someone's talking and it's universal or God coming, it's a universal truth, I can feel it in my body. That is, I'm going to have to say that. I can sense it. I can feel it. So back to this thing about meaning and what is meaning, and everybody is going to be different. I say we are as different as our fingerprints. So if you, my dear audience, if you, my dear listener, still want to attach a meaning to something, a meaning, and you, go ahead, go for it. But just know that who is attaching a meaning, and where is that meaning coming from? Who is giving the meaning to the meaning? Who is giving meaning to these circumstances? What entity? Is God doing it? So that's a question that only you can answer. And my back to my purpose, meaning. My purpose is to just monitor and celebrate the growth from 4 months ago, that if there was silicone in that sink, let's just say that I would have had a big patch of hair on the left side. No, it would have been on the right side. On the right side of my head, because I'm right-handed, on the right side of my head there would have been a bald patch, because I would have been pulling all of that hair out from the right side of my head. But now, 3 days ago, now there's silicone in this brand new sink. And okay, next. There's absolutely nothing else to see here. There's nothing else to there's nothing else to react to. There's nothing else to respond to. So what? It happened. Life happens. And notice that the ego wants to put a meaning to everything. And I don't know about you, but my ego's on life support, barely surviving. I definitely know what my ego likes to do, which is cause drama, keep me in a state of concern, worry. It surely isn't neutral. And my ego is one that will say, no, there's no meaning. This doesn't mean anything. Excuse me, this doesn't mean anything. Or this does mean something. You see, what entity is telling you this has meaning and this doesn't? And again, if you want to speak with me live, just press the number 1. I have a few people in the queue. The number to call in, again, is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. If you want to speak with me live, just press the number one. But back to the meaning. Who, what entity is saying, is letting you know, is defining a meaning? And that is the key. The program runs deep. The program says that this this has meaning and this doesn't. And look at the gamut. I mean, look at just my neighbor next door, my neighbor across the street is going to think that tons of things have meaning that I don't believe to have meaning. But you, let's get all the way back to the point, the very, very beginning of this thing, this program of there has to be meaning. What's the purpose? Why am I here? What's the meaning? My question is, my dear audience, can you imagine, can you visualize, can you comprehend from this day on, from this day forward, letting go of judging and coming up with a meaning to any of this? Well, why would I want to do that? What kind of life would that be? What kind of life is that? That's no way to live life without meaning. That's not normal. Oh, I need meaning. I get it. I'm just letting you know, where is this meaning coming from? Just investigate that. Just investigate it. I'm not telling you to, I'm not giving you any orders or any commands, even though I am bossy. Just be aware. You know, the awareness is the work. Who is giving, it's the same thing as this thing called success. You know, the world says, well, they were successful. This person is successful. Oh, really? So you're successful. However, you've got a lot of money. You've got a lot of, no poo-pooing, you've got a lot of influence, Will Smith, a lot of it. And he even said in a magazine, in GQ magazine, and I've said it a million times, in GQ magazine, Will Smith was interviewed in November 2021. Look it up. And he said, I have everything, all the money, all the connections, global recognition. And at the time he said, loving family. That's what he said in the article. And he said, but you know what? I had all of that, but I wasn't happy. So sounds like this search for meaning, this search for happiness, this search for a feeling, I'm here to tell you that the search is really for the truth. The search is for the truth about what is this, what is the meaning, why am I here, what is the purpose? Let me just keep sharing. So my purpose is, another one of my purposes when I talked about surrendering, is to celebrate the growth, is to vibrate an energy of peace and contentment, regardless of my circumstances. My purpose is to laugh and enjoy this life, enjoy the moments, regardless whether or not I have a preference of experiences or not. And, of course, the ego always has a preference of how I want to feel or how the ego wants to feel. And that's another trick too, because one of the characteristics of the ego is to be dissatisfied, is to feel dissatisfied in every single moment as often as possible. what an existence to feel dissatisfied. But I'm here to share with you, you are not that entity. You are not your ego. You're more than that. So when you identify with that entity that is dissatisfied 100% of the time, 99.9% of the time, how's that going to work? The practice is to separate and witness and observe this entity, this human that you just happen to be you happen to be living in this body, is to observe, witness, watch. Let go, or practice letting go of finding, searching, wanting, meaning. Everything is neutral. I'm just sharing. Don't shoot the messenger. Well, you can, but I'll dodge the bullet. Dodge, dodge, dodge. Any questions or any comments? The purpose, let me look at my notes. So the search for meaning. What has meaning? What has meaning? And where is meaning found? You know, some people will say what has meaning is my family. My family, my children, my loved ones. But what happens if you don't have that family and your loved one? What happens if you're locked in a jail cell for 27 years, Nelson Mandela? What happens? So you lose your meaning when meaning is gone when those external things are gone? See, you see how tricky that is? One of the things I was speaking with someone the other day, and they said, you know, I'm tired of, here we go, listen to this program. I'm tired of leading a mediocre life, okay? I'm tired of leading a mediocre life. Well, number one, that's a story. Number two, that's a program. Number three, that's a judgment. Mediocre? Who's telling you that you have a mediocre life? You see how tricky this ego is and the identifying with it and what you get? I mean, you go to the store and you buy something. You're going to get a lot of dissatisfaction, mediocre life. And see, when somebody says that, they really believe that. And let's get back to this thing called success, because this whole world teaches what success is or what success is supposed to look like. How about success is, this is my version, success is vibrating an energy of contentment 99.9% of the time. How about that? It's nothing to do with money, it's nothing to do with health, nothing to do with relationships, has something to do with my internal being. And only that can happen, scratch that, I don't know about only, that happens when you practice, I talked about the things that subtract from happiness, but how about the behaviors that add? That's when you practice humbling your ego, acceptance of yourself, acceptance of others. Well, you can only accept others when you accept yourself. When you're not accepting of self, it's easy to look at someone else and judge them and make a comment. I mean, come on, that's what I used to do. Well, I mean, on my off days, I still do. But I recognize that ego just wants some kind of say. So other behaviors, just practicing trust. The only reason why you worry, is lack of trust. If you trusted 100%, guess what? you're not worrying. You can't worry and trust at the same time. So start practicing trusting more. Having patience. Oh, that's a tough one. Patience. Patience with the journey. Patience with the growth unfolding. Patience with yourself. Patience with others. Patience with the process. Oh, that's a big That's another program, is to be impatient. And how does that feel? How does that vibration, how does that energy of impatience feel? Peaceful? You don't have to tell anyone else the truth, but tell yourself the truth. I've lied plenty of times to keep the peace. That's right. And I've paid to keep the peace. That's how important this peace is for me. And I realize I'm not like everybody. Thank goodness. But this peace and this contentment is number one. How about this? Living consciously, being okay with uncertainty. Living consciously is just another way of saying self-aware. Let's get back to this meaning question, this meaning and this purpose. So I'm here to champion. I'm raising my left hand. No meaning. Everything is neutral. I'm going to practice that. I've been practicing it. Neutral, neutral, neutral. No meaning, no meaning, no meaning. Thanks for nothing, universe. Thanks for taking something else away. Well, you take away what's not real. You take away what's not true. You take away the illusion, and then you have the reality. And the reality is, this isn't reality. What? You heard me. Back to what gives you meaning and what happens when your meaning is taken away. So I'm going to ask this question, and then I'm going to wrap up the show. So what are you? Are you a star or are you a planet? I've talked about this before. Are you a star or are you a planet? And a planet let's just look at Earth. Without the sun, where the hell would Earth be? It wouldn't be who knows? We wouldn't be here. So the planets need the sun, need a sun, a star. For growth, for life, to survive. But a sun or a star is self-contained. There's nothing that I need out there. When I'm a star, self-containment, meaning that your happiness, your contentment, your inner peace, is all you, is all your responsibility. Isn't that good news? And no one and nobody and nothing and no experience can take that away. None. When you practice. Happiness is a practiced skill. Meaning, purpose, I'm good with leaving it neutral. It's neutral. Purpose, what's that? Meaning, huh? Ooh, wow. All right. So, one of these days I'll get more organized, but it's not today. That's the end of today's show. I want to thank you for listening. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And follow me on Twitter at R.L. Norrington, LinkedIn. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. YouTube channel, we're going to be adding some more content, content's coming soon, and that comes with a whole new set of things, with the camera and the microphone and my mug. You're going to see my mug live, what, in 2023, 2024, yes. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, was self-published in 2014, and the latest book that's going to come out at the end of this year and or in January 2024, at the latest, it's called Programmed for Unhappiness. It's going to be published coming up. It's at the editor's desk right now. Until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who the hell you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. Your conscious energy, which is always evolving, always changing, and always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient. and be kind to yourself. Remember, be your own best friend. You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio with yours truly, Global Happiness Specialist, Rebecca L. Norrington. Thank you for listening. And I promise you, when I say happiness is a practice skill, the more you practice, the more peace you're going to find. And your experience in every single moment, every moment reflects on what you practice. Have a conscious week. Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM? Time to get some answers, baby.
Get real good.
Get real good.
Get real good.
What I'm about to
get real.